As a church family, you need to know the times you're living in. This church age may end any time now. With what's going on in our country, it's easy for all of us to get discouraged, disheartened. The older ones of us that's in this congregation know that this country is nothing like it used to be. This country used to be something. You could trust about anybody years ago, growing up. It's not like that anymore. You can't hardly trust church folks anymore now. I hate to say it that way, but it's almost got that bad in places. But I'm going to continue our thoughts in the book of Revelation as we've been going through it. And I want y'all to be aware of, as a Christian, you've been saved, you're going to miss all what we're talking about if you're saved. Now, you got to be more than just a church member. You got to be saved. Saved by faith in Jesus alone, not by anything you do. You can't do anything to go to heaven. Let me repeat that sentence, because most churches don't teach that. You can't do anything to go to heaven. It's what Jesus did. He's the Savior. It ain't you and the Savior. It's He's the Savior. You got to trust Him. He's our only hope. He's the one that paid for sin. And if we put our faith in Him, we'll go to heaven without a shadow of a doubt. Amen. But if you haven't did that and don't do that, and the rapture takes place, you're going to be left behind with what I'm talking about today and other things that I've been talking about. And it's going to be hell on earth, to put it mildly. Jesus Himself said it'd be the worst time in human history. I want you to turn in your Bible with me to two passages of Scripture. First, the book of Job and chapter 20. Job chapter 20. In Job chapter 20, I'm giving you a moment to find it. Job 20. And verse 5. The triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite is but for a moment. Talking about the unsaved people. Even if they live 100 years, that's a short time when you put it side of eternity. Now turn to Psalms 37:20. Psalms 37:20, listen to what the psalmist said, or God said through the pen of the psalmist, but the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. The wicked shall perish. That is the unsaved person, folks. That's the unsaved person. Now let's go back to the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation, in chapter number 8, that's where we're going to be at mainly today. Some of maybe chapter 7. the opening of the seventh seal. Let me just recap just a moment to get everybody on the same page. In the hand of God sitting on the throne in heaven is a seven-seal scroll. Jesus qualifies, because he died for the sins of the world, to take that seven-seal scroll out of the hand of God. John the Apostle has seen that and was told to write that down in the book of Revelation for us. And when Jesus takes that seven-seal scroll, he's going to start opening one seal at a time. And that will be when the tribulation time starts, which is yet future. What's got to happen for the tribulation to start is for the church to be raptured, Christ to come, call us out. We go to heaven, leave behind. Everybody's left behind. Everybody left behind is lost. All the unsaved of the world, most people will be left behind. And when Jesus opens that scroll, the Antichrist is going to be the first thing to come on the scene after the church is raptured. And from then, it's downhill for 7 years. Downhill destruction for this country and for the world and for mankind. Now, we have gone through the first six seals that Jesus opened on that scroll in past message. Today, we're going to see the seventh seal opened. The Bible says in chapter 8, when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven. We talked about that last time, about a half an hour. Silence. Why was there silence? Because God is giving man time to repent after he's seen all the destruction that had gone on with those first six seals. And man is still not going to repent. Man's heart is so evil, so stubborn, he's so proud, he's so wicked, that most people will not repent no matter what. And you see people in life like that today. They're not going to go to church no matter what. You couldn't drag them to church. They don't believe this Bible is the Word of God no matter what. They don't believe in prayer. Some don't even believe there's a God. And that's the kind of people going to wind up in hell forever. Sad to say, but that's just how Satan deceives people. Satan can harden your heart. You just keep going, putting Jesus off in your life, your heart can get so hard you can't get saved. And that happens to a lot of people. So the opening of the seven seals releases seven trumpet judgments now. We've gone from seal judgments. We're going to see trumpet judgments. Seven different angels are going to blow a trumpet one at a time. And each time that trumpet blows, destruction descends on the earth. Great destruction. They're more severe than the seal judgments. It appears that what we are about to see has much to do with nuclear weapons, maybe. The United States, Russia, China, and other countries have thousands of nuclear weapons right now and can devastate this earth when those weapons are released. They got all kind of chemical weapons, very destructive weapons. So far, they've been able to hold them back. When The United States dropped two atomic bombs on Japan at the end of World War II. The world saw how destructive atomic bombs were. Let me tell you something about an atomic bomb. It's a firecracker to what we got today. And that's why there's nobody exploded one of the hydrogen or the nuclear or the cobalt bombs yet. They're so dangerous. But when the rapture takes place, it's going to be a different thing in this world, because the Holy Spirit's going to be gone, the restrainer is gone, and evil is going to overflow, folks. And man's fury against man is going to release these bombs, no doubt. No doubt. And I've told you already in our study in Revelation, in the tribulation is going to be man's fury or man's wrath, Satan's wrath, and God's wrath. All three coming down on the world at one time, because there's no Christians here. And Satan wants this world destroyed, but God is using it to get rid of all sinners off the earth so Jesus can come and set up his kingdom, a 1,000-year kingdom of peace and prosperity like the world has never known. And so that's what's going to be taking place. Now, remember, man is godless. He's filled with hate. We see that demonstrated every day today, the hate that's in the human heart. We see the pride, the selfishness, and the greed of man today. What we're about to see in these trumpet judgments is indescribable destruction. How blessed we who know Jesus as our Savior will not be here to endure the hell that's going to be on the earth at this time. Amen. How pitiful all those who are so unwise as to reject salvation in Jesus. And they're going to be left behind to face all this destruction and terror and devastation that's going to descend on the world for 7 years, folks, for 7 years. Think of all the loss of electricity. You know, when a storm comes up and we lose electricity an hour, we all get upset, don't we? Or what about 3 days or 4 days without electricity? Some of us experience that, or a week. Think about when all these bombs going off, all the electrical lines and power plants is going to be shut down. In the wintertime, people will be freezing. In the summertime, people will be so hot and humid and miserable. That's just from naturally having the air conditioner, electrical power grid down. The effects on hospitals. Think about the people in the hospital when the power goes off. And other health facilities of sick people and needy people. Think about the roads, how they'll be damaged, the bridges out, the lack of food and needs of life in general. That'll be everywhere when all takes place in the tribulation time. Life is going to be so miserable, folks. And you know what? Nobody can't do nothing about it. You can't do anything about it. You're going to be in that situation, and you're going to be helpless. And we're going to talk a little bit. You can't even kill yourself and get out of it. Yeah, it's going to be like that. Because God's wrath is coming on a godless world that hates his son, that hates his word, and that mistreated his people when we were here. Satan wants to destroy this earth just as he wants to destroy every person. And he thinks he's going to get that done, but he's not. God's just using the devil to accomplish his purposes, folks. That's what God does with the devil. He's just a tool God uses. As man's wrath is exercised and God's wrath is poured out, so Satan will get his 2 cents in too, pouring out his wrath on mankind. So let's look at the first trumpet in your Bible in Revelation chapter 8. The Bible says down in verse 7, and the first angel sounded his trumpet, and there followed hail, fire, mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and a third part of the trees was burnt up, and all the green grass was burnt up. Listen to what happened when the first trumpet sounded in the world. It said a third of the earth was affected. But when the trees was burnt up and all the green grass. I've read word that when a nuclear bomb explodes, it can create both ice and fire by the effects of it. It said here in this first trumpet, there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. Think of all the blood that will spatter from humans and animals and any other kind of life when these mighty weapons goes off. Splatter. That's what the angel is going to, when he blows his trumpet, that'll be the effects. And a third of the trees are burned up and all the green grass. A third burned up, that the grass means the grain, like the grain in the fields, the wheat, the barley, the rye, the oats, etc., animal food, human food, for a third of the world will be burned up, consumed at that one time. And a third of all the trees will be burned up. You know what trees do, don't you? They make oxygen. It's going to affect the world. When God allows this trumpet to be sounded, it's going to affect a third of this world's population. The earth will be scorched and life will not be the same. But that's not all. Whether it's a nuclear weapon or an act of God, the consequences is the same when that trumpet blows. Because God can rain down fire from heaven. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with fire. He destroyed the prophets of Baal with fire when Elijah prayed. God can, he don't need a nuclear bomb as I preached last Sunday. I need some help, son. I sure can use some help. So the vegetation, a lot of it's going to be gone. And one other thing, it won't be a movie, folks. This is going to be the real deal. It's going to be real what's taking place in the world when that trumpet sounds. Now look down at verse 8. And we'll see the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And a third part of the sea becomes blood. Think about that. Go down to the beach and think about all the beaches in the world, and a third of them turned to blood. That'd be a sight, wouldn't it, brother?
A stinking sight.
A stinking sight. What could cause a third part of the sea to become blood? Maybe a large nuclear bomb? I don't know what, the Bible don't say what God will use there. But God might let man do that. But whatever does that, that's what's going to happen. It's going to turn to blood. A third of the oceans, the seas, turn to blood. You know what happens when that takes place? The fishes, the whales, the sharks, the fishes, ocean life dies. You know what happens after they die? They rot. You know what happens when they rot? They stink. There'll be a stinking mess in the world, folks. There'll be a rotten, stinking mess. Life's going to be miserable for man. Even when he survives, it's going to be miserable for man. And it says also something else. A third part of the sea became blood. And in the creatures in the sea had life died. And a third part of the ships were destroyed. Think about ships out on the ocean. They'll be destroyed. All their crews will be destroyed. Folks, God means business with those that's rejected his son. It's a dangerous thing to reject the Son of God. Not only are they going to be paid in this life, you know what happens when they die, don't you? They go to a worse place. It's dangerous. Sin's dangerous, church. People live today like sin's nothing. We enjoy our sin. Sin's so pleasing. God hates it, folks. God hates sin. He's not going to let people get by with sin. You're going to pay for it. If you're a Christian, you're going to pay for it. He's going to chasten you. If you're a lost man, a lost woman, you're going to pay dearly, 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 dearly for eternity. Let's look at the third trumpet. The third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon a third part of the rivers. Uh-oh, fresh water now is fixing to get it. We just seen the salt water got a third of it. And upon the fountains of water, and the name of the star is called Wormwood. And a third part of the waters became wormwood, bitter. The water turns bitter. Can't drink it. And the name of the star is Wormwood. And many men died of the waters. They drank that water and it killed them because they were bitter. Is this another nuclear bomb? It don't say. But it's something God has planned. So it don't make no difference what it is. You know, it could be an asteroid. Several Bible teachers say that scientists have seen there's an asteroid headed this way that's in line to hit this earth in 2029. That could be the last part of the tribulation time, folks. Just to give you a little hint. and hits a huge asteroid, and it's in line to hit this earth in 2029. Now, if that asteroid hits this earth, you talk about a bang. And they're all the time flying by missing us, all the time flying by missing us. So God may have that planned on his calendar. I don't know, but something he's got planned, because John was told to write it down so we, the church, would know about it to warn the world about it, folks. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be something else. Let me tell you something. This is some of what it's going to look like when God judges this world of sinful, proud, stubborn, rebellious man. And it's going to happen. Nobody can't do anything about it. Now let's look down at the fourth angel sounded his trumpet in verse 12. And the angel sounded, and a third part of the sun is smitten. Now he's getting to the sun. And a third part of the moon. And a third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. It's going to affect night and day. And I beheld, John said, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven. And listen to this. This angel is saying, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound. Three woes pronounced. Talking about the awful, awful destruction that's about to take place next. Folks, it's heating up. You think you heard some bad news? It's going to get worse. Because God is pouring out his wrath on man. Not because he doesn't love man. He does love man. But man won't repent of his sin. And if you won't repent of your sin, God don't have any further use of you. That's right. He don't have no further use if you ain't going to repent of your sin. God put us all here to love him, know him, and serve him. And he wants to enjoy our love in return and our fellowship. And he don't want it just here. He wants it one day with him. And in fact, one day he's going to so arrange it, he's making a new earth where he himself is going to come down and live with us. Hallelujah, what a Savior. What a God. But if you ain't got time for God, God just get rid of you in time. He just remove you. And he's got a place called the Lake of Fire and Brimstone. And folks, it's not going to be an overnight stay there. It's an eternal stay. It troubles me, bothers me. And it's not what God wants, but it's what he's going to allow happen to people that don't want him in their life, because he's the giver of life. And this is what the devil does to people. He deceives people out of their soul. And that's why people need to be in a Bible church. You don't need to be in a church. You need to be in a Bible church. Where you're being warned. We don't come to church to laugh and play. We come to church to worship. We come to church to learn. We come into church to try to find out how I can get to know God better. and be a better person. Being a Christian is something serious. It's a 24-hour day job, 7 days a week. With all the destruction from war and powerful bombs bursting, the atmosphere is filled with particles so dense it blots out the sun, the moon, and the stars. Now think of what has happened so far. It's bad. But just listen to this angel flying in the midst of heaven saying, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." And he ain't talking to a mule either. Amen. He's talking to the people on the earth. We may have been witnessing the wars of men with their weapons, but now we are about to experience the angels and demonic forces as the wrath of God will intensify with these three woes. If people today only knew what could happen to them at any time now, they'd be terrified. But it could start happening anytime. All it's got to happen is the church to be raptured out, and the stage is set, and it can't be stopped. And the church is going to be raptured without any warning. We could be sitting here today, right now, and said, "Whoop, we're gone. We'll just be gone that fast." But wouldn't that be great? Be great for us that's saved. But the people left behind, they're going to be terrified. Many of them. Yeah, but people are just taking everything for granted. Everything's going to work out all right, is the way some people think. It ain't. It's not. It's not going to work out all right for everybody. Only the people who are saved, everything's going to work out. Just to save people. No one left behind is going to enjoy life once the church has been raptured. Just think about it. Once the church raptures out, there'll be some stupid people who rejoice that the Christians are gone for a little while. But when they finally realize what's really happened, they won't be happy anymore. They won't be smiling anymore. Because life's going to get sober for them. Life's going to get sober, folks. The 7-year tribulation will progressively get worse every day until Jesus comes. And when he comes and he finds any sinners still survived, he's going to kill them. He's getting rid of all sinners so Jesus can set up his kingdom of righteous people, saved people who got saved during the tribulation time. And we that's been saved are going to come back with our new bodies to rule and reign with him over in Israel. Won't that be a big deal, folks? Yeah. Remember Isaiah said wrote in Isaiah 14:13-14 about Satan's "I wills." Satan said this. Listen to what Satan said. "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven." That's what Satan said. "I'll exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregations in the side of the north, and I will ascend above the height of the clouds." Satan said, "I will be like the Most High." He's not. He's not going to be like the Most High. He's going to wind up in the below. Amen. He's going to wind up below. Satan is a deceiver. He's deceived his own self, folks. He's a liar. You know something else? He's a murderer. He's the power behind the Antichrist that's going to deceive the world. Oh, the people are going to love that Antichrist. Oh, he's the man with the plan. But it's not going to work out as he thinks it is. Yeah. He wants to be worshipped, Satan does. And he's indwelling the Antichrist. And through the Antichrist, Satan will be worshipped by those that take his mark. If you take his mark, you're automatically condemned to the lake of fire. And you can't get rid of that mark. You're doomed forever, forever. Well, while his fury is unleashed upon this earth for a short period, he adds to his own doom. Now, I want you to look down to the fifth angel that sounded. And we're going to read a long passage here, and then I'm going to make some comments about it. The fifth angel said, I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given a key of the bottomless pit. Now, get this bottomless pit. There's a pit somewhere in this world that's bottomless, and all these demonic creatures are in that pit somewhere in the world today. I don't know where it's at. And he opened that bottomless pit, and there arose smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And out of that smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the power of scorpions, as the scorpions of earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should hurt not the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their forehead. Locusts supposed to eat green things, trees, herbs, grass, etc. But not these locusts. No, these are not to hurt them, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their forehead. So this will pertain to all the unsaved people. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. These locusts can't kill humans. They just torment them. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall man seek death and shall not find it. A man can't die, but he's hurting so bad he wants to die. And he shall desire to die. And death shall flee from him. And the shape of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were it were crowns like gold, their faces as the faces of men, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like the scorpions. There were stings in their tail, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. They had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew is Abaddon, and the Greek tongue, his name is Apollyon. One woe is past. Behold, there comes two woes more hereafter. Here's the first woe. This fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and we see the description of locusts coming up out of a bottomless pit where smoke is pouring out of it. The description of these locusts is frightful to see. Suppose you women were standing at your sink and you're looking out the window and suddenly one of these locusts appeared there and you weren't saved. Scare you to death. These locusts appear like horses ready for battle, with crowns of gold upon their heads, with faces like men, hair like women, and teeth like lions. They had breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings as chariots with many horses running to battle. Their tails were like scorpions with stings in their tails to hurt men for 5 months. And the leader's name means destroyer. That's what his name means. All those who have not the seal of God will be tormented for 5 months by these demonic locusts. Their sting will seek to, those stung will seek to die from the stings, but they can't die. Life is going to be miserable, and it's all because of sin, church. Sin is what brought this on. Let me say at this point, God means business. He hates sin. He's going to judge men's sin. The tribulation is a 7-year time of judgment when God rids the world of all those who refuse to repent of their sin and trust Jesus as their Savior. And so once the rapture takes place, the process begins of eliminating sinners that won't repent. People say they do not believe there's a God. They're going to find out there is, and He hates their sin. People say God, the Bible is not true, but it is, and it means what it says and says what it means. People say they'll take a chance, but they don't have a chance. That's the dumbest, stupidest thing one can do. You don't have a chance when you refuse to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to face a God of wrath for eternity, in which you'll be separated from. Folks, you don't want to be here when the 7-year tribulation comes. You want to be saved today. One woe just passed. Amen. You want to be saved today. You want to be ready to go to heaven today. You want your friends to go to heaven. You want your loved ones to go to heaven. You want your co-workers to go to heaven. And we as Christians are to live a life and share the gospel with other people. And that's what God has given you and I to do as believers in our Savior, that will come and die on a cross to pay for our sin. Folks, let me tell you something. Sin is serious. In order to get rid of our sin, God had to let His Son die and take all of our sin on Himself. Our sin was put on Christ, and then He was judged. So we won't be judged. We're not going to be judged for sin if we're saved. But the unsaved world is going to have to be judged and pay for their sin. And the only way they can pay for it is in the lake of fire. Thank God I'm saved and I know it. Do you know you're saved? Amen. Amen? Amen? Let's love the Lord and serve the Lord and be faithful to the Lord and help get out the word of the Lord. And Lord, thank you for letting me preach the word today to instruct our people here in the things of the Lord and the plan of the Lord for the future of this old sin-cursed world. And Lord, help us to keep looking up. Help us to be the people you'd have us to be. If there's sin in our hearts and our life, oh God, help us to confess and repent and turn from and live holy and godly before you and men, Lord. I pray in the Savior's name. Bless those unable to be with us today. And bless, Lord, all our privilege and duty to pray for the world over and the many needs in our bulletin, and especially all these folks in the salvation box. We pray for their salvation in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.